WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. There are more obstacles for motorists to get around the Twin Cities. City of Bryan reports for the next 2 weeks, weather permitting, there will be daily lane closures at the intersection of Boonville Road and University. TxDOT reports this week, weather permitting, exit ramps along the freeway will be closed at various times through Wednesday at the Harvey and Fitch exits. Those driving through the construction zone near Easterwood Airport at FM 2818 and FM 60, Texas A&M Transportation Services has tweeted to watch out the next 2 weeks for big vehicles and construction workers being near passing motorists. With members of College Station Senior Advisory Committee and Parks Recreation Board in the audience, the City Council showed no opposition at its last meeting to converting the City-owned Arts Council building on Dartmouth into a community center focusing on senior activities.
Once the Arts Council vacates that building next year, that we would renovate it and start programming that for community needs, again, with an emphasis on senior program.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says funding would come from a nearly $600,000 gift from the Wanda and Bob Meyer estate, combined with $360,000 previously reserved by the city. Federal agencies providing the financing for a nearly $30 million loan to build a 256-unit apartment complex in the new East Bryan-Oakmont subdivision. According to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, the Department of Housing and Urban Development approved a fixed interest rate loan for the 18-month construction period and subsequent 40-year term. The apartment complex, to be called the Residence at Oakmont, will be built at Boonville and Pendleton. Bryan school board members are scheduled to take action tonight on filling a new central office administrator whose position was created without prior approval less than 3 weeks ago. According to the job posting, the chief of staff for new superintendent Christy Whitbeck will be paid at least $104,000. Board could also decide tonight whether to call a special election seeking to raise the property tax rate by 2 cents in order to access nearly $3 million in additional state money. Today starts a 30-day special session in the Texas legislature where the governor wants action on 20 items. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station on the Infomaniacs knows what he does and does not want to happen in Austin.
You know, we need to go over there and fix things. We don't need to go over there and talk about political ideology and worry about how we look to our constituents for a primary run. We need to go over there and govern, and let's hope this special session we get in that mindset and take care of the things we need to, because this is going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money for 181 of us to go back to business for 30 days to work on these issues.
While there's a movement to remove the current Texas House Speaker, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan does not think Joe Strauss of San Antonio will be stepping down.
He is very popular with the members. Even some of the more conservative members really like Joe Strauss. He's a very level guy who has a great personality, is easy to work with.
Governor's scheduled time on the Infomaniacs Wednesday morning on the third day of the special session. WTAW news time 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Hey, good morning. Here we go. Let's do some weather. It's 6:10. The weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We have the weather. I know we have the weather from Sunday. That doesn't help because today's Monday, last time I looked. So here we go. It's a high temperature today of only 93. Break out the corduroy. Ought to be nice. Yeah, maybe not. Heat index still about 102. Low temperature tonight around 75. And then we'll do 96, 97, that kind of thing for the rest of the week. And 40% chance of showers right now is what they're telling us. You have 76, Bill? Is that what you've got for a temp right now?
I have 74.
74, okay. Well,
that's on top of the Crystal Park Plaza.
Yeah, and the humidity outside is just atrocious.
Yeah.
For the,
I noticed an ambulance heading down the freeway a couple of hours ago and saw the fog around it.
It just, yeah, it's just not, you know, it's not pleasant outside. But, you know, we've got air conditioning here. All right, yeah. In the world of sports.
In the world of sports, the Bombers took down the Texarkana Twins out at Nutrabolt. We'll hear from Coach Trey Porras on the win. Meanwhile, the Astros took their series with Minnesota while the Rangers fell to the Royals in Kansas City. And Texans rookie running back, easy for me to say, Deontay Foreman has been arrested on drug and weapons charges. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So from Orlando, Florida, to start our week, Florida Highway Patrol troopers have released surveillance video of a road rage suspect who they say tried to chew through the recording equipment in the back of the patrol car.
Yikes.
Tasty.
You know it. Richard Walker is his name. The video from the troopers shows Mr. Walker moments after he was arrested on State Road 429, like we care, for intentionally crashing into a vehicle several times. Investigators say he also used a hammer to smash that vehicle.
Yee.
Hammered in the morning.
Yeah.
I'd hammer in the evening.
he's an unhappy guy.
Yeah.
Unhinged,
apparently.
Well, and once handcuffed and put inside the patrol car, Mr. Walker is caught on camera putting chewing gum on the lens of the surveillance camera, then trying to chew through the wires.
Wow.
He did cause damage to the equipment. Mr. Walker became irate during the arrest and also threatened a trooper. Imagine that. Booked in Orange County Jail on several charges, included aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and damaging property. He later bonded out.
Yikes.
Would you have liked would you have liked to have heard that phone call? I mean, I'm in jail. Oh, he probably used some words we couldn't say here on the
probably
radio.
Couldn't say.
Yeah, and
I bet he got 5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah.
Information.
He could get a job as a wire splicer.
Hey, there you go.
Go in there and put that wire in his mouth, and
or as a rat.
Yeah, that too. And put gum on the lens. That's a pretty smart idea.
Okay. Well, he's trying to be a secret agent.
That's it. Well, his video's out there. His picture's out there. I'm sure he'll still have a job today.
Yeah.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW at 614. It's day 198. We got 167 of them to go. It is Peach Ice Cream Day.
Oh.
That's pretty good. You know, if you got good peaches,
yeah.
Get some of those Fredericksburg peaches. That works.
There you go.
And that'd be the day after National Ice Cream Day, right?
That was, I think, Saturday, but they celebrated it with free ice cream at a place that doesn't serve ice cream
yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Which I don't understand that. It's National Yellow Pig Day. National Yellow Pig Day. I didn't know that.
We all live in it now. Submarine does not go well.
National Yellow Pig Day is especially for the mathematicians of the world. Look for the not-so-random occurrence of the number 17. Look, yellow pig. What does that mean?
What?
I don't know. Brush up on
your calculus. Okay, somebody out there in Texas A&M mathematics land.
Somebody's
or some third grader, please. Let us know.
Our research found that National Pig Day originated sometime during the early 1960s when two mathematicians named Michael Spivak and David Kelly analyzed the random properties of the number 17 and a mysterious yellow pig. It seems the process became excessive and professional. Kelly lectured and developed classes around it. Spivak published several mathematic texts. That's texts as in books, not that you send on your phone.
Right.
Because, again, when it was. While not based upon it, it subtly has a reference of the number 17 and yellow pig. There are over 1,500 national days. Don't miss a single one. Celebrate National Pig Day. Yellow Pig National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. Okay. Hope
All
you're
right.
not there to begin with. Lake Superior Day. Okay.
Does each one get a day? Does each one of the Great Lakes?
I haven't heard of Lake Huron Day.
Yeah. Where's Lake Ontario Day?
This
and
is always,
Erie.
Yeah, that would be strange if it were Erie. Anyway, it's always the third Sunday in July. Lake Superior Day started in the early 1900s by a group of Thunder Bay residents who sought to celebrate the body of water that dominates and defines their region. Well,
I like how they outline that it's always the third Sunday in July, third Monday in July.
Because... Yeah.
Like we were just missing it. Like, oh.
Didn't know what happened. And it's World Emoji Day. World Emoji Day. July 17th recognizes the World Emoji Day and many of the world's symbolic symbols for digital calendars. Now, before the emoji, there were emoticons, okay, which was, of course, emotion plus icon, which actually was developed as an expression of emotions in the cold, hard texts that were devoid of it.
Yeah.
Emoji is a Japanese expression which roughly means picture word, developed in 1990. We've talked about that from a guy named Karate, and it's spelled different than the Whack'em Karate thing. All right, first emoji showed up in 2007. Let's do birthdays.
We got birthdays. Billy Lord is 25. That's Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. She's also been on Scream Queens. Mm-hmm. Mike Vogel is 38. Played Dale Barbie on Under the Dome. Country singer Luke Bryan is 41. He plays over on our sister station. Dancing with the Stars stud Tony Dovolani.
Sure.
Is 44.
Uh-huh.
He won the 15th season with someone from The Bachelor, Melissa Rycroft.
Take your word for it.
Yeah, all right. Jason Clarke is 48. Played Malcolm in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and was also John Connor in Terminator Genesis. Alex Winter is 52. That's Bill S. Preston Esquire from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Of course.
And Bogus Journey. And maybe a third movie.
Oh, boy.
Been talking about it for years. With Keanu Reeves, too, as a matter of fact. Craig Morgan, 53, also a country singer. And he's also on the Outdoor Channel, hosts a show all himself. Mark Burnett is 57, producer.
He's rich.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
And married to Roman Downey.
Yeah, really rich. Yeah.
Produces shows like The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is 63.
The Donald's best friend.
yeah, definitely. David Hasselhoff, the Hoff.
Oh.
The Hoff himself.
That's great.
He's 65.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Arnaz is 66. That's Lucy and Desi's daughter, of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Camilla Parker Bowles is 70.
All right.
Yeah. And Donald Sutherland is 82 today.
Wow, that's... In MASH, older people remember that. Other people just know him as Kiefer's dad.
That's right.
Yeah. let's see. And Spencer Davis of the Spencer Davis Group, lead singer when he was 16 years old, recorded his first song.
Wow.
He's 78 today. There you are at 619.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You've got the same group of people meeting with Donald Trump Jr., the same group of people meeting with Democrats, the same group of people actually hired by Democrats, and a State Department connection under the Obama administration. Then you add to it the fact that this woman lawyer was given a special exemption by the Obama Justice Department and Loretta Lynch. You get the point here? There is nothing unusual about it all. But considering this is so terrible, this idea that somebody would sit and just listen to any potential information they might have on an opposing candidate, what we call op research, is as common as the day is long. As long as it's so bad, Okay, now we get to open up an investigation into the Ukraine.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it comes to your health, you want one place that can go the distance with you. As the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, Baylor Scott & White Health has the resources, the technology, and the expertise. From primary care to precision medicine, all under one name. So no matter where life finds you, today or in years to come, trust that we'll be there to care for you. To find a Baylor Scott & White physician, visit bswhealth.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Elon Musk addressed the summer conference of the bipartisan National Governors Association in Rhode Island over the weekend. The Tesla and SpaceX founder is warning government regulation of artificial intelligence is urgently needed, calling it a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. War for the Planet of the Apes was the weekend's winner at the cinema. The latest film in the rebooted franchise opened with an estimated $56 million at the domestic box office. Spider-Man Homecoming, an unsurprising runner-up with just over $45 million in North America in its second weekend. Led by higher gains for Walmart, Microsoft, and Intel, the Dow rose 84 points to finish at 21,637, its third record close in a row and the 25th record close for the average this year. With all sectors except financials finishing in positive territory, the S&P 500 rose 11 points to close at a record 2,459, its first record close since June 19th. The NASDAQ gained 38. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. Suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Pretty amazing story. John Ogburn doesn't remember a single thing that happened about June 26th? That was Monday. That was a Monday. He didn't remember waking up in the morning or helping prepare breakfast for his three kids or kissing his wife goodbye or any of the meetings that he had with his clients. He's a landscape design guy. Doesn't remember driving to the Panera Bread. He doesn't remember going to his favorite booth in the back where he regularly sat for hours to work on his laptop. He basically passed out on the floor after having a heart attack.
Yee.
Okay, his heart stopped for 30 minutes.
Whoa!
Yes, he doesn't remember many, many things, but in the 2.5 weeks since, he has come to understand this one thing. If a single thing does matter, then it is having the right people in the right place at the right time. Apparently, officers were able to get there and work on him within 30 seconds. April Bradley was the first person to get there, called 911, received CPR from somebody who had a whole lot of experience administering CPR. And what it was a police officer, as a matter of fact, and another officer was there to help. They, again, continued to do that for 30 minutes, manually keeping his heart going. Medics arrived at 4:30 in the afternoon, and he was sent to the hospital, and now he is alive and well.
Wow, that's impressive.
He doesn't know anything, doesn't remember anything about
it. Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that will be a life-changing experience. And sure enough, they've got pictures posted out there of the two officers who were there to help out. So learn CPR. It's important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's one of the things. I don't know. And having those the paddles nearby, that probably helps as
sure,
well.
Sure, yeah.
But anyhow, so there's a good story for you this morning to get things started. All right, it's 626.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Does it seem like, we got rain over the weekend, but it seems like the mosquitoes are incredible right now. Outside on Saturday morning, I don't know, early in the morning, and, I'm out there 30 seconds, I hear them buzzing already. They're hungry. They haven't had an opportunity to feed on enough of us. Well, you can fight back. The Brazos Valley is a nice place to live, except when you're outside with the skeeters, so let ABC Home and Commercial Services help you out. With a mosquito fogging treatment, aside from being a nuisance, we know they are a health risk as well, but ABC has got this fogging treatment that can keep you and your family outdoors. The yard that you own should be owned by you and not the skeeters. The ABC mosquito specialists spray your yard using a powered backpack, and they eliminate mosquitoes all around the landscape. For less than a 5,000-square-foot lot, fogging can be as low as $75 a month, depending on your landscape. Plus, ABC specialist good guys. Background checks on all of them before they ever put on that ABC uniform. So call today for a free mosquito fogging estimate. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81 at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. 93 for a high temperature today. It looks like about a 30% chance of showers today, 20% tonight, and then 40% on Tuesday. Heat index next couple of days still going to be up over 100, about 103, 104, something like that. And then the chances of rain seem to diminish. We'll see if that happens to be the case. As we know, they can pop up at any time just because of all the humidity that we've got going on out there. Right now, we've got calm winds, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 76 degrees.
Don't you hate it when you try to go to the bank and it's closed? It doesn't matter what time you try to go. It seems like their doors are always locked. Well, At least you're not a stupid criminal trying to rob the bank. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So it's always great to try to cross off the biggest item from your to-do list early in the morning. And this guy, he tried real hard. A man went to the Marine Credit Union in West Des Moines, Iowa, around 8:15 last Wednesday to rob the place. He had a hoodie covering his head, sunglasses covering his eyes, and a red bandana covering his face. There was just one problem. The bank didn't open until 11 a.m. So he yanked on the doors for a minute, realized they were locked, and took off. Then a half hour later, he went to a First National Bank about a mile away and tried to rob them. But guess what? They were also closed until 9 a.m., so the guy gave up on his mission. The cops are trying to track him down. One thing he won't be able to count on is that the jail will be closed if they do catch him, because those are open all the time. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station City Council members showed no opposition to applying an estate gift of nearly $600,000 towards turning the current Arts Council building, which is owned by the city, into a community center focusing on senior activities.
This fund was established in fiscal 14 after Bob Meyer passed away, and his wife had passed away previously to that. But he generously gave a portion of his estate to the city of College Station, but it had a caveat that the funds would be restricted for the benefit of programs for senior citizens.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says the estate gift would be combined with city funding of more than $360,000 to renovate the building on Dartmouth after the Arts Council leaves next year. Recommendation followed meetings with the city's Parks and Rec Board and the Senior Advisory Committee. Bryan School Board's again scheduled to meet behind closed doors to discuss whether to call a special election, asking voters to raise the property tax rate by 2 cents in order to access nearly $3 million in additional state money. Tonight's agenda also includes deciding whether to hire another central office administrator. New Superintendent Christy Whitbeck wants a chief of staff, according to the job posting, to assist her in the direction and coordination of her goals and district policies. Board members have not previously approved or publicly discussed the position, which has a minimum salary of $104,000. Board's also being asked tonight to approve pay raises between 2.5% and 3% for teachers and non-certified employees. Among the questions entering today's start of the Texas Legislature special session is where the money's coming from to fund the governor's call for teacher pay raises.
How we go about all that is just going to be a mystery until we see what the proposed legislation does.
State Representative John Rainey on the Infomaniacs says the state has pushed more of the burden of school funding on the local districts.
I don't know whether we could say, okay, we're going to give you a pay raise and it's going to come out of other costs from the district, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It may be fine on some districts and some small districts. It may be a big chore for them to take cut administrative costs. I don't know. And that's what happens when you start getting into the business of local government, and I'm concerned about that.
Governor, who's scheduled to visit Wednesday on the Infomaniacs, wants teachers to receive a $1,000 pay raise. K through 12 education, also important to Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station. His district includes 32 public school districts. Cassell and the Infomaniacs talked about proposals to increase pensions for retired teachers.
You know, the system has been broken. We made it actuarially sound and put $700 million in it last session, and we knew coming to this session we're going to have a hole. But you go back a few sessions, and, you know, the premiums have been frozen for about 12 years, and, you know, you don't have less teachers retiring, you have more teachers retiring. I mean, you're almost getting in that same situation with the pension plans in Houston and Dallas, and we've got to find a way to fix it structurally. You know, everything that Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker are talking about fix the problem for the next 2 years.
Governor, who's scheduled to visit on the Infomaniacs, wants teachers to receive a $1,000 pay raise. Developers of East Bryan's new Oakmont community have received federal financing for their 256-unit apartment complex. According to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, a nearly $30 million loan has been approved by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The campus, to be called the Residence at Oakmont, will be built at the corner of Boonville and Pendleton. The HUD loan offers a fixed interest rate for the 18-month construction period and subsequent 40-year term. Immigration advocates are crying foul over 8 Texas county jails, including 2 in the Brazos Valley, that are generating revenue by working with federal authorities in tracking and detaining illegal immigrants. The Austin American-Statesman reports jails in Walker and Montgomery counties have sheriff's deputies who are also certified immigration officers. Those counties receive $65 a day per immigrant at houses for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Spokeswoman for a Washington, D.C.-based group told the Statesman the setup is a perverse financial incentive. Spokeswoman for ICE considers the arrangement invaluable. Driving around the Twin Cities becomes more time-consuming for many starting today. Texas A&M Transportation Services tweeted for those driving through the construction zone of the new interchange by the airport at FM 60 and 2818 to watch out for workers and heavy vehicles who will be near traffic for the next 2 weeks. Along the freeway in College Station, TxDOT reports exit ramps can be closed at the Fitch and Harvey exits at various times through Wednesday, weather permitting, to install new exit signs. At the intersection of University and Boonville, the City of Bryan reports there will be daily lane closures for the next 2 weeks, again weather permitting, due to utility work associated with extending University to the east. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new emergency and trauma center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Let's do some weather, shall we? 639. The weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Satellite radar this morning showing a little bit of cloudiness, moisture drifting off the Gulf of Mexico into the state. Today we'll see clouds and some sun. There's the chance for a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. These storms end tonight. We're mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with the chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Bombers skip Trey Porras on the team's victory over the Texarkana Twins. Meanwhile, the Rangers couldn't hold off the Royals on the road, but the Astros beat the Twins to claim their series, and Roger Federer won his record 8th Wimbledon men's singles title. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So is it time to call him one of the greatest of all time? I mean, that's, you know,
I mean,
not bad.
He beat the record topping Pete Sampras.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, he's doing pretty good.
I think so. All right. So, man, we got stuff going on in Austin. We got stuff going on in Washington. It's all right. We'll go first to Washington. Oh, by the way, here we go.
Trump tweets.
The president, the leader of the free world, took to Twitter again yesterday to defend his eldest son, Junior, regarding a conversational meeting that he had last year with a Russian lawyer. Tweeting from the private golf club in New Jersey, Mr. Trump said, quote, Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to be debate and delete questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son, Don, is being scorned by the fake news media. Yeah.
Fake news. Fake news.
In another one, Trump accused the news media of phony, unnamed sources and highly slanted and even fraudulent reporting. Hashtag fake news is distorting democracy in our country. The deal is now the Affordable Care Act vote or the repeal and replace may not happen right away. John McCain had to have eye surgery, so he's back in Phoenix, so he can't vote from there. So they're going to probably have to wait and see what happens. Also, the Congressional Budget Office will not release a score today on the revised health care bill that's being pushed by the Republicans. With McCain absent, Republicans have a number problem. The numbers problem is that Rand Paul of Kentucky, Susan Collins of Maine have already announced their opposition to the bill, which means it's important that McCain be there to be able to vote. So we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, John Cornyn yesterday on Meet the Press talked about the ongoing effort to repeal and replace the Obama Affordable Care Act. He said, this is going to be an open process where anybody on the Democratic side or the Republican side can offer an amendment, and it will get a vote, but at some point, if Democrats won't participate in the process, we are going to move forward with a different plan. All right, so we'll see how that works out. In the meantime, the White House launched its three-week Made in America messaging campaign as part of an effort to refocus President Trump's public agenda. This is a major push to try to set the stage for the Senate GOP effort to rewrite the tax code. This week we'll highlight American-made products. And next week, they are expected to focus on American jobs. And the final week will be the American dream. So,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, politics is weird enough. We discussed, was it in the early 60s when Ronald Reagan decided to run and then get elected for governor? We thought that was as strange as it could get. Then Donald Trump gets elected president. We thought that was as strange as it could get.
Oh, it's getting weirder?
It is. Apparently, appearing on the John Castamedes radio show on AM 970 in New York, Caitlyn Jenner said, I have considered it. I like the political side of it.
Oh, boy.
Caitlyn is a Republican. The political side, it has always been intriguing to me. Over the next 6 months, I got to go and find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That ought to be interesting.
Put that right over there. Okay. All right, special session starts up on Tuesday. Taxpayers will pay $34,580 for every day that lawmakers work, are in session. But that just covers the per diem that each legislator receives, according to R.J. DeSilva, who's a spokesperson for the Legislative Budget Board.
Well, consider that a stripped-down SUV.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not? And but that's the deal, is that's only part of the cost. Then we've got utilities. Then we've got printing. And the final bill could be clearly higher. Now, you know the deal. The governor has said, you got to pass this sunset thing first, and then I'll throw these other 20 deals out there, and you can go after it. The problem is, I mean, as one of the analysis I was reading this morning, you know, at Wimbledon, tennis players shake hands before they start. Boxers will fist bump before they start. In a special session, they just trash talk before they get started.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Patrick is just really amazing. Of course, Joe Strauss used Enron funding. He mentioned that back during the regular session. So in the meantime, on Thursday, Dan Patrick calls this a Ponzi scheme as far as the teacher pay raises are concerned. He has a plan. He wants to take the first $700 million out of Texas lottery funds to apparently come up with his idea to be able to fund the teacher pay raise. Everybody's in favor of the teacher pay raise. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Governor said, what, $1,000? They ought to do that. But in talking to John Rainey and Kyle Cassell last week, they don't know how it's supposed to happen. So, and, you know, Joe Strauss, at least publicly, is a pretty quiet guy. Both our representatives seem to like the way that he governs. But it's clear that he and Dan Patrick don't get along very well.
Yeah,
so,
it's not going well.
And
there.
It's not. So, basically, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we get a chance to visit with the governor on Wednesday, and we'll see if he wants to referee that battle. But logistically, it's going to be something that's not going to be the sunset bill and sine die, which is what we were talking to Cassell about on Friday.
Yeah, so things are getting interesting over there.
I suppose it probably is. Mm-hmm. And I guess now's the time to talk about this, but there's a pretty interesting story from our buddy Matthew Watkins, who used to write here at the Brian Eagle, and he writes for the Texas Tribune now, having to do with the way that universities and colleges in Texas handle sexual assault cases. Now, this can go all the way back to, where was it, Duke with the lacrosse team, is that right, a few years ago? And the whole idea that there can be situations where kids can get kicked out of school without due process. Well, that's probably not right, but universities are required to investigate when a student's accused of raping another student, but if the accused transfers, his or her new school may not know about the allegations in the past. That's the way that it stands right now. Several schools in Texas, including the University of Houston, Texas State, and A&M, include notations when the investigation is final, but they don't note when a case is pending. They say they're trying to not punish students before they have ever been found responsible for wrongdoing. Now, responsible and guilty is two different things, because guilty is a legal term. But this all has to do with a situation from Baylor, of all places,
right,
back to spring break of 2016, when a girl said that she was raped actually off campus. It was in South Padre Island where it occurred. Anyhow, that's out there, and there's a longstanding tradition as to the way that universities handle these sorts of things. And so now, clearly, people are concerned about what happens to their young boys and girls when they go off to college. And if something like that befalls them, if they're a victim on one side or the other, if that child is accused and needs and wants to transfer to another school, should that record follow them if there's not been a judgment? And secondly, shouldn't the individual who has been attacked have some sort of a recourse within the system? So kind of, again, interesting story that Matthew Watkins wrote. That's in the Texas Tribune this morning. 6:48.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
With no close runners-up, crepe myrtles are our finest flowering shrubs and small trees. They're handsome at all seasons, from their summertime blooms to the fall foliage, also the winter trunks. They bloom for several months, May through September, and they come in all shades of red, pink, white, purple, and lavender. Depending on the variety, mature heights range from 2 to 32 feet. There's a crepe myrtle for almost any landscaping need. Crepe myrtles require full sun to perform to their maximum, and they handle the heat. What more could you want? We'll be back with details of choosing and using crepe myrtles right after this message. Bayer Advance Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf's two-way formula controls both surface and soil insects in just 24 hours and for up to 3 months. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf kills the most common lawn pests. That includes ants, fleas, ticks, grubs, and other listed insects. This product can be used on lawns, ground covers, flowers, roses, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf comes in 10-pound and 20-pound granules, 32-ounce ready-to-spray, and 40-ounce concentrate. Always read and follow label instructions. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Get control of those lawn insects with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for Soil and Turf. More information at Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. Your first considerations in choosing a crepe myrtle have to be its mature height and its color. It's really critical that you choose a variety that grows only as tall as you want so that you won't have to trim your plants back to keep them in bounds. One of the things that makes my skin crawl faster than anything in the world is, Neil, how far can I prune back my crepe myrtle? You don't want to do that. Don't ever use pruning as a means of height control. Once you've decided on a mature height and then the color, choose the variety that best suits your needs. Buy plants while they're in full bloom. That would be now to ensure that you're getting exactly the colors that you want. Transport your new plants carefully, protecting them from highway winds. Plant them immediately when you get home. Once you have new plants in the ground, water them. Nitrogen is the other key to rapid growth of your new crepe myrtles. You'll have to hand water new plants their first summer, maybe 2 years. They've been grown in very porous planting mixes containing large amounts of bark and compost. That's partially because nursery stock grows well in that mix, but it's also because it's lighter in weight to reduce costs of shipping. However, it dries out much more quickly than native Texas soils, hence the added attention to irrigation. You want to apply a high nitrogen or all nitrogen lawn type fertilizer to stimulate the most rapid growth possible. You'll only need 1 or 2 tablespoons per plant initially, but mature plants can use 1 pound per accumulated inch of trunk diameter. You want to fertilize them in April, June, and September. Scatter the fertilizer over the entire root zone and water deeply after each feeding. Crepe myrtles are genetically shrubs. They all are shrubs. Left to their own accord, they will grow multiple stems and quantities of horizontal branching. However, we found many years ago that we can train the taller types into small trees simply by removing unwanted branches and trunks and by keeping new sprouts from developing. Unfortunately, about that same time, people began to think that crepe myrtles needed to be topped, and that's absolutely not true. That's the quickest possible way to ruin your crepe myrtles. Get into a garden center now and take a look at the crepe myrtles. They're glorious, and this is their time. I'm Neil Sperry, and our next Plant Talk Texas, the ways that we as gardeners misuse water. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers defeated the Texarkana Twins 3-2 thanks to a stellar performance from starting pitcher Michael Machma. Here's Coach Trey Porras.
We feel like we have a couple of aces on this team, and Big Mike is definitely one of them. The way that he pitched tonight, the way he was in command, in control of every situation, you see, you really, you see in the top of the first inning when they get the first two guys on and are willing to bunt with their three hole in the first, man, that's a sign of respect.
Machma would pitch a complete game, giving up only two runs on four hits. The win is Machma's fifth win of the season and improves the Bombers' record to 23-12. The Bombers next hit the road to take on the Texas Marshals in Plano tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
ground ball weakly hit right side to his right, Gurriel. He has it, underhands to Giles. He gets the first, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 2 out of 3 in the series as they defeat the Minnesota Twins by a final of 5-3.
Mike Fiers struck out a season-high 11 over 7 strong innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Minnesota Twins 5-3. The AL West leaders took 2 of 3 from the Twins coming out of the All-Star break. The Astros start a fresh 3-game series with the Mariners tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch for that one's at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, Texas right fielder Shin-Soo Choo lost Lorenzo Cain's routine fly in the sun, and the ball glanced off his glove for an RBI single with 2 outs in the 9th inning that lifted the Kansas City Royals over the Rangers 4-3. Choo tried to shield his eyes, but even sunglasses didn't help on Cain's sliced fly ball. The Royals snapped a 5-game losing streak and also ended a 12-game skid against the Rangers. The Rangers look to bounce back in Baltimore today as they take on the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Houston Texans running back Deontay Foreman has been arrested on drug and weapons charges. A statement from the University of Texas Police Department in Austin said officers answered a report of the smell of marijuana outside a campus dormitory about 12:30 a.m. Sunday. They found 3 occupied vehicles with marijuana in each and a firearm in one of them. Foreman was among those in the vehicle and was identified by police as the owner of the firearm. In the NBA, Lonzo Ball and the Lakers got off to a fast start. Dennis Smith Jr. and the Mavericks had a strong finish, but the Lakers held on for a 108-98 victory over the Mavericks in the semifinals of the Las Vegas Summer League. The Lakers will meet the Trailblazers in the championship game tonight. Out at the PGA's John Deere Classic, Bryan DeChambeau stormed back from 4 shots down to win the contest and earn a spot in this week's British Open. The 23-year-old DeChambeau birdied 4 of the final 6 holes for a 6-under-65 and an 18-under total. He birdied the final hole for his first career victory, 1 shot ahead of third-round leader Patrick Rogers. In New Hampshire, Denny Hamlin held off pole sitter Kyle Larson for the final laps to win at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Hamlin took the lead with 33 laps left and held off the hard-charging Larson. Martin Truex Jr. was third, followed by Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick. It was Hamlin's 30th career victory and the first for Joe Gibbs Racing since last September. And Roger Federer has won his record 8th Wimbledon men's singles title, breaking a tie with Pete Sampras and William Renshaw. The third-seeded Federer needed just 101 minutes to complete a victory over Marin Cilic. It's the 19th Grand Slam crown for Federer, whose first major title came at Wimbledon in 2003. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Sovac City's been voted the Reader's Choice for sewing machines and vacuums again in the Brazos Valley. Thank you to all of you who voted for us. To show you our appreciation for the month of July, we're giving anyone that mentions they heard this ad on the radio a $20 discount on any full service on your sewing machine or vacuum. That is correct. Just mention you heard this ad and boom, $20 off. Easy as that. Stop by today and let us make your machines run the way they did when they were new. Sovac City on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. Excuse me, about a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW. A couple of birthdays that we'll talk about more in the next hour. Air conditioning. Happy birthday to air conditioning today.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to Disneyland.
Woo.
The most happiest place in the world, right?
And they're making some changes coming up.
Yeah, well, aren't they always? Anyhow, yeah. And, anyhow, that opened a few years ago. We'll talk about that. In the meantime, we're going to talk about the weather right now. And it's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agents are part of a member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High temperature today? Oh, I don't know. Does it matter? It's the heat index.